The topic for this morning's Shir Havaleinu Latova is, I think, apropos to number one, Parshat HaShavua, 3 weeks, and unfortunately, right now, there is a funeral taking place, a levaya of three Kedoshim that died al Kiddush Hashem, and our thoughts and tefillos are with those that are mourning, which is everyone here in this room, but also the families that should be menachem them. They should have nechama, a very, very difficult time. I once asked Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, what is the response during a time like this when such a tragedy happens? So he recommended that we learn dafka about halachos of Eretz Yisrael. So that's the one reason why I came up with this topic this morning. And another reason, you need another one, or is the wrong thing? No,
this one, first of all, doesn't have a back.
Okay.
Is this one
Stop
here?
Yelling. Stop yelling. Yeah.
This is just a different layout than the other one.
Really? Okay. Here, take more. So the topic is one that is quite apropos to number one, those that are with us. Who might have thoughts of Eretz Yisrael, might have experienced their Shana Aleph, and now love Eretz Yisrael. So the topic is, so my parents don't want me to make Aliyah, a halachic perspective. This is a topic that is not just related to Aliyah. One could relate it, of course, to marriage. One could relate it to Shana Bet. Situations where your parents don't want you to do something, where we have, on one hand, to keep it out of aim. In this case, on the other hand, as we learned in our parsha yesterday, you shall inherit and you shall settle the land of Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban's famous commentary that it's a mitzvah min haTorah to live in the land of Israel. And he explains why the Rambam left it out. And of course, the famous Megillas Esther. The famous Rav Moshe Feinstein, who writes that it's a mitzvah which is important for our discussion. It is not a mitzvah chiyuvit, it's a mitzvah kiyumit. He compares it to the mitzvah of tzitzis, where Baruch Hashem, everybody here is wearing tzitzis. We should be zeichet to get our campers to follow suit. And the concept is that we really don't have a mitzvah of wearing tzitzis unless you wear Abba Kanfos, and I can't force you to wear Abba Kanfos beget. It's true that the halacha tells us that nowadays we have accepted upon ourselves to wear tzitzis. So one would argue, based on that, so what do you mean? Yeah, maybe you could tie into mitzvahs kiyumit, but then you should be mekayim the mitzvah. This is a not for our discussion this morning, but of course a famous discussion of what is the mitzvah and the chiyuv. It is actually apropos in the sense of understanding the exact chiyuv when it comes to this nature. Now, what is important for our discussion is the following. When it comes to the mitzvah of Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, you could have a situation where a parent says to you, I'm not telling you you shouldn't move to Eretz Yisrael. I want you to move to Eretz Yisrael. But not now. Not now. I don't know if you ever, it's just, you know, something I say to my kids. Not now, meaning you're 18 years old, you're 19 years, you're not ready to make Aliyah. I want you to get an education. I want you to go to America and go to a college and get an education, give yourself a chance. Or, right, I'm not telling you not to get married. I'm telling you not to marry that girl. Or not to marry that girl right now. These are interesting conundrums by Kibbutz Avein. So, we will start off with a very important tshuva by the Mahabit. Mahabit is one of the first commentaries that understand how everybody knows and likes to comment on the famous Tosfos of Rav Chaim Cohen, right? I'm thinking of the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva of Tinek, now Beis Medrash. So that says that because of Sakanas Terachim, there's no Chiyuv of Aliyah anymore to Eretz Yisrael because it's so dangerous. And clearly you will have your Americans who will say on a night like Friday night's massacre, how can you move to Eretz Yisrael? It's so dangerous. So obviously the answer is quite simple, and it's quite well documented that Eretz Yisrael is much safer than many of the places that you live in, with the exception maybe of San Diego, I don't know. But we that's certainly not a good enough excuse, and nobody tells you you have to move to the Shtachim. It's not a chiyuv that you live in Yehuda v'Shomron. And there are plenty of safe places. The joke that they say about where I live, Ramat Beit Shemesh, is that, you know, the Arabs never even heard of it. So, you know, don't worry about it. That being said, we had a stabbing in Ramat Gimel, okay. But the right, we have dogs, which are similar to the terrorists. The Mabit was asked a very, very interesting question. And this is the springboard now for this discussion. Yamdeni Rabbeini. Reuven Shanadar Sheim Yiyelo Kach V'Kach. Right? We had the Parsha of Nadarim also in Matos. That Kach V'Kach Sheyadur B'Tzvat. If so and so happens, I'll live in Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure you guys have heard this before, right? Rabbi, it's wonderful that you made Aliyah and moved to Eretz Yisrael. I'm also going to move when I win the lottery. So what if you made an eder? That if I win the lottery, or in a case, child is sick, and you say, Rabbanu Shalom, if you make this my child better, I'll move to Israel. The atan is kayem adavar. He won the lottery. The aviv imo einon minachim oto lalechet lador sham. They are against him going. The gamkin ishto. Oh, by the way, his parents, his wife, all say, I didn't ask you to win the lottery. Or, I didn't ask you to make a neder of a child. Eino rotze lador sham. V'ta'anot shakosov akosov. Right? They don't want to live here. And it's neged kibud avim. Gam kibud avim. Godol sharei Yaakov avino lo v'shal ne'anash. So this person's writing the Ma'abit. Isn't it true that even Yaakov avino was punished for not returning to Eretz Yisrael, which is a question to his parents. I'm sorry, not returning to his parents, which is a question when he was sitting Shem Ve'ever, what was he nenash really? Is it because of the sitkos of Yaakov Avinu? Is that a real thing? Rabbi Willig, years ago, this is usually the way I start my drasha, my shir, about a friend of mine. The reason this became a hot topic is because, as you know, I moved to Eretz Yisrael some 10 years ago, 9 years ago. And not everybody in my family was for the move of Aliyah. Specifically, my in-laws were quite against it. To the point where, for about a year, they didn't talk to us. Mamish. It was the best year of my life. No. Come on, guys. You're not going to laugh at any of my jokes. What's going on here? We used to have like a nice relationship where you gave me pity and laughed at me. Okay. So, it reminded me, my situation was similar of a friend of mine. One of the inspirations that we as a family had to make Aliyah was actually a group of friends of ours who were going to make Aliyah. Unfortunately, did not in the end, but I'll tell you the interesting story. So, this family made the decision to make Aliyah, and one of the hardest parts, I don't know if it sounds strange, but one of the hardest parts is actually telling your family, telling your parents. So my friend proceeded to tell his in-laws and said there's no way he's going to do it in person. He called them on a Sunday morning. Mom, Dad, we have some news to tell you. Oh, wonderful! My daughter's pregnant again. No, that's not true. We're making Aliyah. So the father flips out. And he says, you're not doing any such thing. How dare you? You can't take my grandchildren. Blah, blah, blah. Hold on to Maisa. And he says, I'm going to fax you something, and when you receive the fax, read it carefully, and don't bother me again with any of this. Okay, these are the days where, you know, faxes were quite popular. And he receives the fax. Unfortunately, I don't have the fax in front of me. I usually carry it to my shir, one of the many shirim things I forgot to take with me from Eretz Yisrael. And it was a Dvar Torah that you can find yourself, if you would like, Parshas Lech Lecha, Torah Web, Rabbi Mordechai Willick. And there Rabbi Mordechai Willick asked the famous question that's asked by the Rishonim, Lech Lecha. Why does Rashi say that Lech Lecha is Lashon Lecha? You have a heter. He quotes many different sources for this. And the Kiryat Sefer says something similar, the following thing. If you're not Avram Avinu and you're not starting monotheism, so you have no heter to leave your parents' home to go to Eretz Yisrael. Avram Avinu was given a heter, but that's not good enough. And if you're going to tie it, it's a mitzvah, kiyumit, and not chiyu. If it's not a chiyu, but you can do it. It's nice. It's wonderful to live in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to live in Eretz Yisrael. Then what? Then you have to do kibud av v'aim. It overrides the mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Willing even Taina's not. It's a very. I've never had the. I've discussed the this Devar Torah with his children. I don't know why. I've never had the opportunity. I've been nervous to say. No. So he says that the mitzvah chiyuvus of kibud av v'aim. Oh, we'll see in a moment. People who disagree. This is what Rabbi Willing says. You could argue on Rabbi Willing. You can't argue with me. I didn't write the Devar Torah. And he explains based on the Gemara that talks about. Leaving Eretz Yisrael, also we had the story about Rav Asi leaving, and said that it was only because his mother passed away, so on and so forth. There are obviously chiyuvim. We know that kibud av v'aim does override some. We know Yishum Oviviv Tirav Yishab Tzashim, but generally doesn't. That's what we will accept. So this person was quite in trouble because his Rebbe was Rabbi Willig, and what's going on? So. As a good modern Orthodox Jew, he said, well, when one rabbi says one thing, let me see what another rabbi says. So he called another rabbi, one of his close rabbeim, and he said, Rebbe, Lamdeni, Rabbeini, what's going on over here? And he said, first of all, your question doesn't have any clout because your father-in-law doesn't want you to go. We know that the halacha is quite clear. We don't have to listen to our father-in-laws. In fact, a daughter who is told by her father to do something, and it is against the wishes of her husband, the husband actually wins. He overrides kibud av v'aim. Right? So for whatever reason, the husband says, I don't want you flying there and taking care of your father. I'm sorry. You need to be here in the house. He does override that. So my friend was all excited. He said, okay, that's it. We're moving to Eretz Yisrael. As it turned out, the tefillos, I guess, of these in-laws were so powerful that he did not end up in Eretz Yisrael. He landed a job few months probably before, which made him postpone his aliyah. It's been about 15 years, and it did not work out for him. We were, Baruch Hashem, zeicha to get the Yerusha, a lot of their items that they were packing, the mamash in the middle of packing, and so a lot of the things they sold to us.
And this money also
overrides yeah, and a chanami. So, here's what the Ma'abit says. This is a very, very beautiful lashon. Chayav l'kayim nidro. I don't care, I love your story, it's great, it's wonderful, but your chayiv to mekayim is nidro. Ve'eno chayiv lachush letzavat. You don't have to listen to the command of your father or your mother. She'amru lo, she'lo yelech, that you shouldn't go. Keperakama de yuvamos. Dim amru lo avi v'imo hatamei. He's a Kohen, and they say to him, go to the baseball field and play baseball. But he says, the baseball field's next to a cemetery, and there's going to be, oh hell, there's going to be a Shiloh of Tumah. You don't have to go, says the Gemara in Yevamos. I, Yishimo, Vivim, Tirol, Vez, Shapso, Saiz, Shvaro. Because the mitzvah is to honor your father and mother, but the Pasuk says, Vez, Shapso, Saiz, Shvaro. If they tell you to do something that's against the Torah, you don't have to listen. This is a very important halacha that we have to tell our Shana Aleph guys when they go back how exactly this applies. You have to be very careful with this. Doesn't necessarily apply in all cases. What do I mean? Shiloh. You have a Talmud who comes back from his year of Eretz Yisrael, and he wants to start wearing a gartel. Right? When I, in my travels over the last week, so one of the things I started doing when I have to travel back to New York, New Jersey area, the real New York, New Jersey, not where we are now, it's like no man's land. So I cut the trip in half and I daven in Nicholsburg. The Nicholsburger Rebbe's shul across the street from Dougie's. And it's a haluk, a beautiful place. Really, mamish, avas chinam, shein kamahu. They have a number of gemachs. They have a hat gemach that has all these black hats and then a Yankee hat and a Met hat. It's cute. And then he has a spool of yarn, except it's a spool of gartel, whatever that's called, belt. And you can cut it and use it. It's really cute. So I was thinking of taking it, but I said, no, that's good. Fine. So he's gartel's the other thing. So you don't want to wear a gartel. And you come home from here in Israel, you're all stark, and you come for the first chakras, and you start putting your gartel. And your father's like, what are you doing? So I wonder, and I've heard imminent poiskim say, the father's allowed to say to you, you can't wear the garter. That's a minug. And especially if the father says, you know, I just want to tell you, we are descendants, direct descendants from the Gra. We're not Hasidish. Your shul's not Hasidish. It's embarrassing to me. That could be a question of halacha, and obviously a competent posuk should be. I have a question for you. Why would you assume for a moment, listen carefully, that, and we'll read the answer in a moment, why could it be that a father's wishes would, right, Ishimo Viviv Tiro, can you give me another reason besides that, where the parent says, move to Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have to listen to them? Think the logic here. The parent says, I need you, I want you, I love you. I want you, I like when you're around. Why would we say, why is the Mabit going to give an answer in a moment, that dafka overrides the mitzvah of, that Ikibud Av Aim is overridden by Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Can anybody think of a possible answer? Yeah. No, you're telling me the opposite. I'm asking, you're right. You're saying, why is it that a parent's wishes would be... The Mabit's going to say, you're right. We'll see a little bit later on in the program where that might be correct. But why is it... Think. Why is it that a parent's wishes are not listened to here? Yeah? They live in a dangerous neighborhood where? In America?
Yeah. Uh-huh. They need to move somewhere anyway.
Uh-huh. Okay. We're missing something very important.
Okay. Something the
correct. Okay. Fair. But there's more of a Yesod over here. Yeah. Correct. So one katina, let me just take that point. That's not the point I wanted, but that's a very important point, which is, besides the fact, which we'll see later on, it's called a mitzvah chaviz ma'od. If the whole point, those who were at Lessons from the Lev this week, which was almost nobody here, we're not going to do it tonight, Lessons from the Lev, because dinner is very, very early. So tomorrow night in Mirtz Hashem, we'll do it about 6 o'clock. And last week's lesson of the Lev, that's exactly what we said. We said that there were so many masa'ot which got us to the point of Eretz Yisrael. That pasuk is right after 42, masa'ot of Bnei Yisrael. Why? To gain to a point where there's a spiritual enhancement, that's where you belong. The whole point of them being in the desert was to get out of Mitzrayim, is not to stay in the desert, it's to serve their bonus shalom in Eretz Yisrael. So you're right. So of course, that's where you belong. How can you tell me against that? It's my spirituality. By the way, that could be the same reason why, by Torah, it's the same thing. What happens? The parent says, I want to go Shana Bet. He says, you're right, I hear you. But what do you think you Shana Bet and Eretz Yisrael for? Go to Shai Yashav, go to Chaim Berlin, go to YU, learn as much as you want. You don't want to learn second, it's good. 1 year, you don't have to learn second. But you don't have to go to Eretz Yisrael. And you say, you don't understand. Spiritually, I just feel different there when I learn. Yeah, sure. Right, but he's going to say in a moment, he's going to say exactly that. He's going to say, wait a minute. I'm not saying I don't want to keep it out of him, chas v'shalom. I'm not saying that in a way. I'm saying it's not like a case where the father's, Rachman al-Islam, the father's sick, and he calls the son, he says, listen, I need you. Can you come? And you say to him, well, I live in Guilford, New York. You come to me. He says, but I'm sick. Here you're saying, I wanted to keep it out of him. But I wanted to keep it avim, the place that we both belong, which is Eretz Yisrael. Come with me. It's important. Yeah.
Even if their conscious goal is for their kids, it is not for their kids to make aliyah.
Yes.
That's still what their purpose is as parents, is for aliyah to be supposed to.
Right. So how can a parent go against what really, this is also could be a Shana Bet question, right? You know, when it comes to marriage, and this is a really sticky point, and I know, you know, people who were unfortunately, you know, involved in that, where they said, you know, don't marry this girl. So there, it's advice-based. I understand the halacha does say you don't have to listen to your parents when it comes to marriage, but they're really doing what's best here. Like, what you're doing what's best for me by telling me not to move to Eretz Yisrael, but that's where you should want me to go. Again, I understand emotions, yes, do play a role in halacha sometimes. But here, it's not, what's the reason? I know, and they will, the parents will say, I know it's against halacha. I know you should move, I believe you should move to Eretz Yisrael. But it's not good for my child. Not for my child. And this is the fact. The reason why, excuse me for making this comment, it's not so politically correct, I think the reason why Friends of IDF does so well is because it's good for my neighbor's son to serve in the IDF, as you beautifully said yesterday, if I could embellish your what you said. But it's good for this guy to serve in there. This Israeli kid. But for me, no, I don't want my son. Are you crazy? My son sure can't serve in the army. That's putting me in harm's way. That's true. So let's look at the answer. Again, we're still on source number one. So he says, you don't have to listen to your parents because it says, Yishmo v'vitiro. V'hachi v'abi v'chayev lidor ba'aretz. And his father's chayev to live in Eretz Yisrael. V'ein lo onish al she'eno makayim mitzvos kibud av v'eim. Shikam hen yichalim la'alot imo. What Shua said, they can also live with him. V'kaimu bo bet mitzvos yishuv Eretz Yisrael v'kibud av v'eim. This doesn't make any sense. And then he writes as well in the underlying part, mitzvahs yishuv eretz yisrael shei chamura bo shamur the chazal shesh shedoiches kibud av it's kibud v'od the b'shash machzir einu yachol lekayim kibud av aim yitzdarich ishkot o ki yotzi bo sharei ein abu v'imo v'gam einu chayv lachzir gam kein. So Shaila, when exactly he even has to return? We know that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. What were the reasons? Except for Parnasa, Shaduchim, and potentially Kibud Av Aim. Sometimes you can get it all in one, if you want. So he says, there's even a Shaila when you're allowed to leave. Then he quotes the Trumas Hadeshen. Shekasav al Talmud Shahaya Rotzeh Latzeit Mi Bedina Seinu Lulamod Im Rav Echad Shahaya Batuach Shayira Simran Brach Lefanov, V'av of Hayo Mochebo, V'hayo Mitzdar Harbe, because of the Ein Sarach Lishmala. Right? You, in your crazy mind, think for some reason, by going back to the yeshiva, you were in Eretz Yisrael, is better than. Right? And your parents are like, but that Rebbe? What does he have? Big deal. He's all but 30 years old. Why you has Rebbeim that are 70 years old? Well, I don't understand. He says, you don't have to listen to your parents. In this area, we don't say they know better. That's tshuva number one. Comes along the Yechav Adas of Avad Yosef in source number two. Shela, Hador Be'eretz Yisrael, the Harav, right? What do they say? Oh, by the way, I'm sorry, I didn't quote this. This is going to be a little bit funny. What about the Shela about the wife? He doesn't even discuss it. He does in the tshuva. And he says, oh, the wife, that's not even anything to discuss. Why? Right? Yeah, it's in the first Mishnah. It's both ways, by the way. Right? This is a Shela I think I saw in Tzitz Eliezer. It's a cute, if you will, shayla. What if you already live in Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara tells us that if a woman or a man wants to move to Eretz Yisrael and the wife doesn't, so she can lose her ketuva, and she would be entitled to a divorce if he doesn't want to listen. Now, listen to this. I think it's Eliezer asked this question. I want to move to Eretz Yisrael. You want to move to Eretz Yisrael. Perfect marriage. Mazel tov. We get married. Want to move to Eretz Yisrael. So the husband now is getting ready to move. He says, let's move to Yerushalayim, the holiest place in the world. She said, nah, Yerushalayim, it's hustle bustle, I don't like it. Let's move to Modi'in, Chashmonaim, Ranana, Ramat Beit Shemesh. And he says, sorry, nothing doing. Yerushalayim is the holiest place in the world. So this is a question in halacha that Tzitz Eliezer asks. And it goes to what's really considered halachically Yerushalayim. I know for purposes of Purim, we're, you know, but where does the sanctity really start? People, there are people who have a minug, like myself, that we know that there's a chiyuv of kol shiva to bench lulav and esrog. Right? We use lulav and esrog. We make a bracha. Why? Zecher lemikdash. Where did they actually do it? In the mikdash. So the people who have a minug, I think, based on the briskas, if I'm not mistaken, that when they come to the Kotel during Chol Moed Sukkos, which many, many people do, they will shake lulav and esrog again. So let's say I go with my family at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So you know how you have the Chabad guys there? They have nothing to do with the whole Chol Moed because nobody wears tefillin. So they have... So I said, can I take... So they don't like when I do this because they want to give it to people who really didn't make the bracha. I don't make the bracha, but I will take... So usually there's always a little kid there standing. I don't know why. He's got the huge Teimani esrog, you know, the one that you hardly can hold. Thankfully, there's no pitom on it. So, okay, I'll shake one of those. Fine. So he was asked, Rav Avadya, the following. Hador be'eretz Yisrael, v'harav garim, sorry, b'chutz l'aretz, v'arim v'vakshim mimenu, l'aredet min aretz, l'ustarefa him. This is even a worse case, if you will. I want you to be here. We know already that Sifri tells us in Parshas Rei, Maisa b'Rabbi Yehuda, ben b'seira b'Rabbi Masyavia ben Chorosh, Rabbi Chanina ben Acha, Rabbi Yoshua, Shai Yotzi Michutz Loretz, Kishyagia. When they got to the border, Kolomar Basofa Gvul Shal Eretz Yisrael, Zukufai Nav, they started filling their eyes with tears. The Zuglo de Maot, the Karu Big Deham. They ripped Korea. The Karu Hamikra Azu, Vyershatam, Otam, Vyershaftam Bak. Imagine leaving, if you leave Eretz Yisrael every time you say this. They reached the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael and they started crying that they had to leave and they ripped Korea. The Samachle, the Shamartim Lasos Kolachukim Mishpatim, Sheshkula Mitzvahs, Yushav Eretz Yisrael, Kenegat Kolha Mitzvahs. And they said, we can't, how can we leave Eretz Yisrael? V'Ramban, the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mona Mitzvos, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv Eretz LeMitzvos, Aseh Min HaTorah. V'Eskimu Ima HaRashmitz B'Tshuva. And then he says, fascinating, just listen to this, what he said. The Omnam, this is Rav Avadya Yosef, right? He knows what he's talking about. The Omnam HaGoyin Rav Yitzhak Dilion B'Sifro Megillas Esther Kosov Sha'a Rambam Cholek V'Sover Ein Mitzvos Yishuv Haaretz, that's our parasha. The ains that mitzvah nagas ledoros ulam dvarav. I don't understand. It's something to him. Ki, right? He says it doesn't make any sense. Ki be'emes move over to very ramba yad chazaka be'ilchas ishus u'be'ilchas avadim shem mitzvah zunu ha'igay b'zman hazeh v'chein psak haramba b'tshuva v'kar amdu ha'achronim. Listen to this. Al divrei amigilas Esther v'dochu dvarav b'shtei yadayim. Everybody disagrees with this. He says, I didn't know it was that obvious. Says stop. It's like this, like, you know, when somebody's speaking in shul between Mincha Ma'ariv, right? So this is like one of the classic rabbi things that you speak about. Meaning, if you're the guest rabbi for Shabbos, oh, mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it's a hack. So he says, Rav Avadya says, it's such a stupid shiur. Excuse me, you know, when I'll use that in my house, the answer, but it doesn't make any sense this year. What, you got one Megillas Esther, it's a das yachid. That's what he's saying. Everybody's talking for b'shtei yadayim. Of course, there's a mitzvah to move to Eretz Yisrael. Right, divrei achida, or divrei agoyim Reb Chaim Palashi nishvas kol chai. This is what he did. Again, just a reminder. If you haven't discussed this, you're guys, come on, Leibedik. So, thank you. So says Rav Avadya Yosef had a radio show on Saturday nights where people would call in questions, and he would answer them. He was not given the questions before, and they wrote these answers in Yechav Adas. Yechav Adas is unbelievable because it shows his encyclopedic knowledge. Well, he'll be like, oh yeah, there's no mitzvah. And by the way, you know who else says this? You know, the Chikrei Lev. And this is all based on memory. So unbelievable. And then he writes, Yei Kashub Shelos Shuvas Maharam Mi Rutenberg. Pasuk She'ein Lebein Lishma La'aviv. Kishe motziu shelo la'alot l'Eretz Yisrael. Kevan shemitzvah la'alot. It's his mitzvah. It's their mitzvah to move. Gavar and Yavamas ishim aviv b'tirah shaltzim adishmaru chayavim bechvodi. You have to show cover to the Rabbanu Shalom. So they're going against a mitzvah. V'nira sover k'divrei haRambam she'afilu amar lo aviv levatel mitzvahs ase al divreiem lo yishmakach ve'ein lebein hazeh onesh. Takes the Ma'abit's words, or we should say Rav Shua's words. So we've seen now two tshuvas. One, they're in the opposite way. One's about a son who's asked to leave Eretz Yisrael to join his parents. He said nothing to him. And what's so important here, Rabbi Yisai, is, and again, this is why I'm doing it, Mamish B'Shas Maisa of these Leviathans of the Kedoshim. Can just imagine how emotional it is. This is it. This is a mitzvah shkula admoy. They asked the mother of the this amazing hero, I think the last name is Mazuz, I think, who heroically put his life in danger to shoot the terrorist, in my opinion, unfortunately, only in the stomach. There's horrible pictures going through the internet now of him smiling in his room alone in the hospital with no other guest there, I guess for obvious reasons. And she said, what do you mean? This is why we live in Israel. This is what you do. There's no Shiloh. Next tshuva is from the Sheilos HaTshuvos Yayin HaTov. Beautiful idea here. He quotes the Ma'abit, and he says, "Heim nachon la'achshir la'aredet bonim la'alot la'aretz Yisrael k'neged ratzon horim." Listen to this, Shiloh, from Boisai. I love it. Are you allowed to, as a counselor in a camp, excuse me for saying something controversial, let's say you're in Moshava, and the whole first week of orientation is all about what? Propaganda that you have to explain that Eretz Yisrael is the most important thing in the world, and you have to move to Eretz Yisrael. Let's say that's what you do. You're a counselor. And you talk about how amazing your year in Israel was. Wow, you should move to Israel. Israel. Right? Today, that's why I spoke to the guys Thursday night. I said to them, it's got to be on your minds. Eretz Yisrael's got to be on your mind. And the parents, not knowingly, even though the kid's part of the B'nai Akiva program, let's say, they're like, okay, I wanted him to get, like, love of Israel, but not, like, to move there. I want him to, like, love Eretz Yisrael that he wants to go to the Israeli parade, you know, Sunday, May 25th. Like, okay. So he was asked, are you allowed to, against the wishes of the parents, push Aliyah? The parents don't want the kids to make Aliyah. So he says, Hamabit, he quotes our Mabit, the Kasvish of Mitzvahs, Hadir Be'eretz Yisrael, Doiches Mitzvahs Kibbut Aveim, V'yachol Alot. Let me ask you a question, push a question. Right? So you take these kids in like a Sunday school program. Right? You're involved in NCSY. The kids are not from. Are you allowed to teach them about Shabbos? The parents don't want them to keep Shabbos. You would say to me, Rabbi, why are you wasting my time? Of course you could do that. Of course. But the parents are against them keeping Shabbos. He says, what's the difference over here? There are things that are doicha yishimove viftirao. Kiba oiso mitzvah gam heim. Haorim mitzuva mitzvah yishuv Eretz Yisrael. They should move it also. And then he quotes in the Sheilos HaTshuvos Beis Yehuda. Im nishal ben chacham shenishal luvo libo la'alot ulishkon kavu be'eretz ha'kodesh ve'ave ve'imo kasha lein prey daschem. So he says, what do you do? Gamari ayish pasak shi'achol la'alot la'aretz. Even if it's against his parents' wishes. Again, these are not bad parents. The parents are like, I love you, just not now. He says, no, you don't have to listen to them. You should. This is the famous chief rabbi, Rav Yitzchak Nissen, the pastor. I will admit, to be intellectually honest, I actually have seen some poskim go out against us, betokif, and say, no, you're right. You shouldn't encourage something that the parents. Again, it's nice to say, but we know there's a truth from Moshe Feinstein who says it's a mitzvah, as I said, chiyuvus kiyumus. So this is only kiyumus. So I don't know if you should play it up so much. But let me ask you guys a question. I mean, obvious, right? You guys are hopefully always talking to you guys about tzitzis. So you're going to say the same thing? Well, the parents aren't. They don't care. Parents don't care. Kids wear tzitzis, doesn't wear tzitzis. Huh? Right? Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, this is the chinuch problem. You're right. So are you being a machana? The parents are like, yeah, you can. Right? It's interesting because what if, let's say for example, that's a good example, right? This example is different than what we're saying here. But what would you say to this? Right? You have the Baruch Hashem. I mean this in my heart of hearts. There are some wonderful kids in here that are like, some of them are outstanding. I see it in the Thursday night. I see it in the Shabbos here. And you start learning with the kid. Says, I want to learn with you. You're learning with someone. And the kid says, you know, I noticed, I just made, you know, just one example. I noticed that Shemoneh Esrei, you stand up. What's going on there? So you explain to him, the Mishnah Berurah speaks about it. It's not a halacha mamash you have. But there's a lot of people who say you should stand for Shemoneh Esrei, and you explain to Tefillah Tzibur, blah, 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 blah. It's like, start standing. You get a lot of pride. Wow, this guy, you know, it also helps him. He doesn't talk to his friend. Beautiful. So what happens? He goes home. August 16th. And let's make up the story. Of course, 16, 17, 18 come, and his parents don't notice that he's standing for Shemoneh Esrei because they don't come to shul with him. And then they go to shul on Shabbos. And now Shabbos comes, and the kid goes to shul, and now the father comes from Musaf, and he notices the kid is standing now. It's been like 5 days now since the kid came home. And the father flips. What the hell are you, what are you doing? Says, yeah, my counselor, he taught me it's important. Because nobody stands in our shul. Only the rabbi, the crazy rabbi with his crazy halacha stamp. Absolutely not. But take if it's us, sir.
Parents really do that?
What? Yeah. I've had stories. Who are you? What?
Wait, isn't that actually us, though?
Good. So it's true, and I tell this to boys that come back from a year in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, this is one of the things you have to tell you. This is where you have to be careful. A counselor is not stam. You know, in Hebrew, the word is madrich. Ladrichoto, right? Maybe a counselor comes on to counsel him. Ladrichoto, lachayim. So you have to also talk about being normal and not normal. And to say, yeah, by the way, in your shul, and I do this, by the way, myself. If I go to a Sephardi shul, everybody sits. I love it, by the way. They sit. You're not allowed to stand. It's not nice. It's not nice.
You shouldn't stand for Kaddish, right? Either?
What?
You shouldn't stand for Kaddish either in a Sephardi shul?
I don't think so. I mean, it depends. You could kind of, again, to me it also depends where it is. If I'm like in a hotel, and whatever hotel I ever go to Eretz Yisrael, always the Sephardim win, and they'll daven for the Amud.
Like legit hardcore
rocket. Right, but if you're sitting in a shul, it's their shul, they get very offended by it. It's great. You know, to sit, it's like, even Baruch Hu, you're sitting. So you have to tell the boy and say, listen, if your entire shul, nobody, you got to be careful with this. Right? You can't be firm in the... I'm sure the rabbi doesn't even stand for that. So you have to be careful. Right? Same thing, you cover your head with the towel. Like, you got to see what are the people doing. But let's say the shul people do stand. So, were you a bad madrich? So I don't think that's a violation of, you know, it's a minhag. So the father might be able to tell him not to do it. I get it. Okay, let's see the last tshuva of the day, and then there'll be obviously a summary, and we will be done, unfortunately. The Tzitz Eliezer is a much longer tshuva than this. So now here comes the flip side. We now were fine and dandy until now. We said, Rabbi Hartstein, thank you for this wonderful shiur about, we all know we have to move to Eretz Yisrael. Listen to what the Tzitz Eliezer says. Same question. The oath, obviously, as you see, this is the middle of the tshuva. Nira, sheyesh chiluk lechalek ulamar de'ein lulmod binogea lemitzvah yushuz Eretz Yisrael mikol hamitzvah shalomdim mikra de'oche votu tishmor ein sarech lishmor lahem. It's amazing. It says Eliezer of the other Warnerberg says, wait a minute. First of all, let's understand something. The Rambam writes in the Forge, his famous letters attributed to the Rambam, where he writes, you know, he signs a letter living in Mitzrayim's over on all the lava and whatnot. But he doesn't say you can't live anywhere else. Mitzrayim, there was a special edict because of the fact of what happened in Mitzrayim. He says, why isn't the Rambam right? And obviously you can't live anywhere else, but you have a Mitzrayim. You have to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam didn't write that. And then he writes, Sh'amu d'chol hador b'chutz la'arth ki'ilu ein alok. All the famous Ramban, everybody likes to quote. D'nir azot rak al mi shaharei dar b'Eretz Yisrael v'yatsa misham. That's what's called the Yordim. Aval al mi sheh, if I was brought up here, I'm not called that I have no God. This is oftentimes guys hear this, they're here in Israel from the Ramban, and they say, oh, you know, this is just practice. All the mitzvahs are practice, and therefore, okay, today I don't want to practice. It's not true. First of all, the chiddush that he writes is that that's only if I lived in Eretz Yisrael, and now I'm doing Yerida. Yerida is not, I'm coming to camp for 2 months. He said, I'm living in America. He says, that's bad. Because you have the spirituality, now you're going down from that level.
It's not what the Major says, and it's not what the Ramban says.
What? Inner loka.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree with you. I don't know where it doesn't even say where he got this from. This is Sicily Ezra, though. Then he quotes that Ma'ar Bitz. V'yotz l'fiz that, she mishune mitzvah zu, yeshiva te'eretz yisrael, mikol shar mitzvos. The chola mitzvos, im ein makayim, aver biyado, v'ein akan. It's not the same thing over here, he writes. Why? Kishe yoshiv adam mechutzlos, ein over biyado. Rak im ol le'eretz yisrael makayim, the mitzvah. He quotes, this is Rav Moshe. He doesn't say Rav Moshe. I don't know if he saw Rav Moshe or not. It's the same idea. By the way, I'm sorry, I apologize, I forgot to tell you. He wrote this tshuva against the tshuva we just saw. Against Rav Yitzchak Nissim's tshuva. He heard that he wrote this. He says, with all due respect, I know you're chief rabbi in Israel, and I'm just, you know, one of the abbasins of Yerushalayim, but, huh? The Yatzel of Fiza, he goes, then what do you say over here? The Avera Biyado is only if, what? If he lives in Chutz Laretz. But he should move to Eretz. It's very nice. It's very fine. It's very dandy. The yeshivas Eretz Yisrael ain't a mitzvah chiyuvas. Afilo dasa ramban v'siyar shesovrim shezen nichshol the mitzvahs ase shevishutam. It's amazing. And therefore, he doesn't think that you should go ahead and go join a moshava and, in a positive way, but brainwash the kids if it's against what the parents want. Now, obviously, you're going to say to me, well, why did they send them to moshava? They don't know what's going on there? So, okay. So, in another situation. Fine. Lefinas daiti ain't a dover boru kolkach lahatir. It's not so pashut. He writes the tunat noar bechutz laaretz lechanechu lachshir noah lealiyah laaretz af beneged rotzon harim v'yesh harbe lishkol lachshosh mishum pigiya b'mitzvot kibud avin. I wanted to show you the other side. Finally, there's a beautiful sefer called Amud Yomani of the Rav Shol Yisraeli, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Merkaz Harav, and there Harav Yisraeli, he has a bunch of other Svarim as well, writes something to me to be fascinating. Because here's the Zionist of all Zionists, right? They tell a story about Rasu Yehuda, cook, that he would stop shir when he heard about somebody who just made Aliyah. And he said, where is he? Where is he? And he would stop shir and he would go to greet him and give him a hug. And he said, wow, you're able to do the mitzvah, you should have a. So what I was surprised with is the following thing he writes. Here he writes that it's not so pashut if you're quote unquote but oisik b'mitzvah of kibud avein, meaning what? Your father's now sick. Your father's now in a bad state. He says, if your father now is in a bad state, or whatever, your mother, Rahman al-Islam, so then you can't leave until they get better, or God forbid, they don't get better. And I think his chiddush is quite fascinating in that, yes, there are certain terms. Again, back to the original idea of Rabbi Willig, where a person can't leave because, right? So I know what you're going to Taina, and he writes about this. He says, yeah, but there are doctors nowadays. He didn't have that before, right? The famous Shiloh about the son is not allowed to hurt his parents, right? Chavallah. So the parent, of course, thinks that his son's the best doctor in the world. There's no better doctor. And he says, I want you to do the surgery. Halachically, he's not supposed to do the surgery because it's not, even though if it's Letzorach Mitzvah, and you're not supposed to. But if the parent psychologically really believes, even a dentist, he does the best root canal. It's my son! So there are Hetera. Here he writes, Rav Shol Yisrael, he says, yeah, but the doctors are definitely better than you are. They know what they're doing. Okay, but psychologically, he wants the son to be near her. That is a different, that's different. And that might be something Lishkol, again, if he's Besocha Inyan, he writes. I'm just going to read you just one paragraph. It's not on your sheet. And he says, Mikan Yeshu Lumod, Lenias Daiti, Shemisha Nimsa, Eitzel Horeb, Begeder, Osek B'mitzvah, Inyan Kibbut Aveim, Hu Pater Mikol Mitzvahs Acheres, She'en Kishura B'zman. He's Pater B'mitzvah. By the way, same thing, he doesn't have Daven Mincha now. He's with his father in the hospital, and he's looking at his watch, shoot. Right? I'm not going to make minyan. Furthermore, by the way, he's taking care of his father. He can't daven mincha. Mamash, you can't daven at all. Oisik with mitzvah. We know that's a cloud. He can. He's oisik with something. We don't. It doesn't always come up. It's once in your lifetime, maybe this will come up. You can't daven mincha because you're oisik with something. Okay? You're working. You're doing it. So, this could happen. Right, okay, so you can down the achidus, maybe after, but sometimes you can. You have situations, not but medical people. I was just, I started with Nicholsberger, I just happened to notice, he's a wonderful, the Rebbe is a wonderful, so he makes announcements after every minyan. I don't know how he's got able to do this. He's like, okay, mincha, it just ended now. Well, daven ma'ariv in 10 minutes. There's one outside. If you still want to daven, so now it's like way past shkia, and he's making the announcement. For those that still want to daven mincha, 10 minutes after shkia. So this guy comes in, and he's got this decked out, looks like a Humvee almost. He parks it right in front of the place, and I'm like, he's got to be a Hatzala guy. He's got tinted windows. It's all black, and he comes out of this little Jeep. And of course, he's wearing the Hatzalah thing. I'm like, okay, you know, he's coming to Daven Mincha. No. Literally, maybe 120 seconds after he enters the shtiebel, all of a sudden you're, right? And then that was it. And he goes, I was thinking this is a Nebuch. This guy, all this guy wanted to do is Daven Mincha. Now he missed, totally missed Mincha. This is an interesting time. You're going to say to me, you should have davened at 120. Why didn't he daven at 140? You should have davened. We don't say you have to do that. Sometimes Oksu can miss, it's over. So he says the same thing over here. I'm the Isaac with my father. I can't move to Eretz Yisrael now. Yes, I have to listen to my father, so it's not to move. I thought that was very interesting. Nirusha said, Rak Omer Rak Benogea Shagam Eshachem Alot El Eretz Yisrael can move. Obviously, if his father can't come with him to Eretz Yisrael, but if he can, he could have the same. Then it certainly should go with his father to Eretz Yisrael. So he writes that there are certain situations which we would be putter from being Olul Eretz Yisrael. Osik bikpula bichvoda, the raksha ena meratzim meetzem aliyat haben, the yota meratzim sheimsa. He says that I'm not so sure about. Right? The parents say, "Listen, we're old. We're gonna get sick. It's obvious. I mean, come on." It's okay. Then he can go. This is, I have to tell you, just from my own knowledge, Rachmana Litzlan. This is one of the hardest things about making aliyah. Right? Your parent gets sick. You live here. So you go, you travel an hour, getting on a plane. There's all these stories I'm sure you've heard. Traveling, the back and forth, it's so difficult. Right? And you're not there, you can't be there. Then you have to decide, it's a minor surgery. So it's a minor surgery. So should I go for that or not? These are decisions you have to make. But again, as we've seen, I think a very fair contrast of seeing both sides of the story. The Kedusha on one hand of Eretz Yisrael, and the fact that it is the place that we belong. It's just a question of the chiyuvus kiyumus. So we saw different tshuvas on the topic, whether or not you have to listen to your parents, and what exactly are the parameters of this.